In this bulletin, stricter rules for overseas travellers in New South Wales amid concern over highly contagious coronavirus variants. United States President Donald Trump's Twitter account permanently suspended. And in cricket, Australia gains the upper hand against India at the SCG. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Queensland health authorities say contact tracing is underway after a woman tested positive for the highly contagious UK variant of coronavirus. The woman flew into Melbourne from the UK on December the 26th and tested positive a day later. She spent the required 10 days in isolation, had her symptoms cleared, and was then allowed to leave Victoria to travel to Brisbane on the 5th of January on Jetstar flight JQ570. Queensland Chief Health Officer Jeanette Young says authorities believe the risk to the public is extremely low.
And with a normal variant, we would not be at all concerned. 10 days is more than sufficient, and she's now up to day 15. So it would not be a concern. But because of this new variant, we're just being ultra cautious, which is why we retested her when Victoria let us know that she had the new variant, and we found that she's still excreting virus, so we're just working that through at the moment.
The state recorded no new cases of coronavirus on the first full day of a three-day lockdown for Greater Brisbane. Stricter measures have been announced for New South Wales hotel quarantine testing and isolation amid concern over more contagious variants of COVID-19. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says new changes will now be implemented, including a 14-day minimum hotel quarantine period, genomic sequencing tests, and tests upon release from hotel quarantine. Ms. Chant says the measures are precautionary.
We live in a global world, and so all returning travellers are at increasing risk of having one of these mutations, which need to be investigated, but some of the mutations are associated with increased transmissibility, and obviously we need to be vigilant for other impacts of the viruses as they change. This is a normal part of the evolution. It is what we expect viruses to do, but it is important that we therefore take a very precautionary approach.
New South Wales has recorded one locally acquired coronavirus case from 25,500 tests. The case is linked to the Barala cluster in Western Sydney, which has now expanded to 21 cases. Australians are being urged to comment on the proposals for a National Indigenous Voice to Parliament. An interim report released today sets out the proposed voice models, which are now subject to a four-month consultation process. It suggests a national voice with 16 or 18 members be established, either as a statutory body or as a corporation with special powers. The Federal Parliament would only have to consult the proposed body on laws involving race, but cannot veto laws or overturn government policy decisions. Twitter has followed Facebook in moving to permanently suspend US President Donald Trump from using its social media platform. It comes after the deadly attack on the US Capitol building by Trump supporters who had been rallied by the president. In a statement, Twitter said the decision was made due to the risk of further incitement of violence. In one of his last tweets, before the permanent suspension took effect, Mr. Trump said he would not attend the presidential inauguration for Joe Biden on January the 20th. Joe Biden says he's fine with Mr. Trump's decision.
That's what I am looking forward to, him leaving office. I was told that on the way up here, way over here, that he indicated he wasn't going to show up at the inauguration. One of the few things he and I have ever agreed on. It's a good thing I'm not showing up.
Mr. Trump is the first president to skip a successor's ceremony since Andrew Johnson in 1869. And to sporting cricket, Australia has taken charge of the third test against India, building on their first 200-plus score this series, with a first innings lead. The game was evenly poised as Australia took the second new ball, but Josh Hazlewood and Pat Cummins unleashed a barrage of short-pitched bowling to put the team in a dominant position. India also contributed to their own dismissal, with no less than three run-outs in the innings. Here's how some of the key moments were called on Fox Sports.
Chance again. Has done it this time. The Australians are on fire in the field. Looks
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, possible morning storm 29. Adelaide, mostly sunny 36. Melbourne, partly cloudy 32. Hobart, mostly sunny 25. Canberra, sunny 32. Wollongong, sunny 26. Sydney, sunny 27. Newcastle, mostly sunny 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy 28. Cairns, showers 32. And Darwin, shower or two, possible storm 33. This is SBS News.